Welcome back here on Can't Wait, and everybody listening and everybody participating in this show has something they can do that no one else can do, or at least a very small number of people can do. Sometimes it's something that is so good and so compelling that you can generate income off of it, and that's when you've hit the jackpot. A lot of the times, it's so stupid that it can only win you a bar bet at best, and that's what we're here to talk about. Some of the stupid talents that maybe would not result in any kind of employment opportunity or would not do anything for you other than making somebody go, huh, that's neat. So, Rusty, what's the dumb talent you're going to tell us about today?
I got two.
Okay.
I got two. Well, always,
that's
right?
That's going to be Rusty's middle name.
But I do. I've got two of them. One's pretty quick and to the point. But as a kid, I watched the Bozo the Clown show a lot, and they had the grand prize game. You toss the ping pong balls into the buckets. I would do that a lot. At home, toss the ping. I almost to the point where I was a little bit crazy about it. I would do it a lot, and as such, I am really good at throwing things underhanded with very great accuracy.
Oh wow!
So if
there's a beer pong game going on,
indeed,
get
indeed.
Rusty on
exactly,
your side.
Exactly. So I'm really good at that sort of thing. Now my wife said that wasn't good enough though, and then she's the one who, she's like, you know the name of where everybody's from. I'm from Indiana, so I'm a Hoosier. I'm from Kokomo, Indiana. I'm a Kokomoan. It turns out that's a demonym. And so I know.
You know, like Tucsonan.
Yeah, well, more than Tucsonan, yeah. But I mean, my wife is always amazed. She's like, how do you know these things? How do you know? I'm like, I don't know. I've read a lot, I guess, is what it is. And so.
Give us some examples.
Well, somebody from Bangladesh is a Bangladeshi.
Sure, yeah.
Somebody from Michigan is a Michigander.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from New Mexico is a New Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I would have gone New Mexicite.
New Mexicite.
I think I could have figured that one out. But the Michigander, that's interesting.
I
know that one.
Yeah, so I've got all those in my head somewhere. Is for whatever reason, I tend to know those things.
The weirdest one I know is Halifax.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
What is it, yeah?
Haligonians.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have put that one together. So I miss occasionally. I knew that you guys would be able to come up with a couple that I wouldn't
know
for sure.
That's the only really weird one I know because I was listening to a Canadian podcast where that was brought up. And because that's not intuitive. You would never come up with Haligonian, but it's a cool word.
No, it is. It is a cool word. And that's why I think Hoosier, since I'm a Hoosier, that's one of the things that my wife probably recognized because she's like, well, what's somebody from Indiana called? I'm like, well, we're a Hoosier. She's like, that's crazy. You know, nobody should, it should be like Indianan or something.
Right. Well,
no.
Was that, do you know like the etymology behind that? Like, was there a reason that it transitioned to Hoosier?
Well, there's
was
no.
Was it a Bobby Knight
exact,
influence?
That's a good guess. it's funny, in Indiana history, they don't really know exactly. But what they say is that people would, when they had visitors, there would be a knock at the door and they would say, who's there? And it, because of the strange accent that's kind of southern in parts of Indiana, Hoosier, I guess, is where they went. And again, my wife thinks that that's crazy, and it's caused a lot of strife. And it's something that I'm willing to be wrong about as well. Just like last week where we had the things that I'm willing to be wrong about it. I'm willing to just make it up and just act like I definitely know.
I liked Hoosier. I like that. I think that's also one of those things where it's like, no one person came up with it, but 500 people came up with it independently of each other, and then just becomes the thing.
Right.
Yeah, it became the state name for your demonym. If you're from Indiana, that's what you're called, is a Hoosier. And Kokomoan, I think that's a really interesting thing.
That's that a Beach Boys derived?
No, sadly, no. Kokomo, Indiana is a very flat, very corn-filled place. There's not many beaches there at all.
Wow.
So we're going to test you out right here.
Okay, great.
All right. So, I'm from Florida. What am I?
You're a Floridian.
That's right.
Wyoming.
Oh, a Wyoming.
Yep.
Wow. All right. It's true.
See?
He's not making this up.
That's really good. And now that you've got Halifax in the hip pocket, I don't think you're going to get stumped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. And somebody from Jupiter is a Jovian.
So, next time you run into one of the moons, you have something to bring up at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Matt Milner, what do you got for us, Matt?
Well, so I have a this is almost a curse out of Greek mythology, I guess. I have perfect recall about everything that I've ever been wrong about.
Oh, so it's like the Mary Lou Henner who remembers every single moment of every single day,
right.
Except you've edited out all the good things?
Right. I remember, and it's really in the context of like trivia questions or things like that. But if there is something that I have been wrong about, and there are a lot of things I've been wrong about, it is branded into my brain for all of eternity as a mark of shame.
Now, is it there's a difference between thinking you know the right answer, but you're wrong, versus not knowing the answer.
It's both, actually. And I remember them in different ways. But the worst examples, the ones that are most vivid, are the times when there's been something that I was on the tip of my tongue, but I could not quite articulate, and then when you learn what the answer was. So the answer that's most sort of just branded on my brain is that I will never remember playing an old version of Trivial Pursuit, and there was a question about a disease that can be caused by a mosquito bite that causes paralysis of the face, and the answer was Bell's palsy.
Hmm.
Which was on the tip of my tongue because of Jim Ross, the wrestling announcer who had Bell's palsy. But I was thrown off by the mosquito thing. This was literally like 13 years ago. And it's the first thing I think of whenever I hear the words Bell's palsy or mosquito, is I think of this great shame of not knowing this answer that I should have known. And I like to do like bar trivia and that kind of thing.
Oh, was that a blue pie wedge?
You know, I don't remember. That's a good question.
I'm going to go blue. I think that was science and
I think it would have
been. Green was the nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue was history.
Yeah, I think it would have been a science and nature.
Okay,
one.
So the green.
Yeah, I think so. But in any event, I like doing bar trivia and stuff. I like doing the Geeks Who Drank thing that they do over at Congress and other places around town. And unfortunately, each week I leave with a few new tattoos of shame on my skull. Of things that I should have known but didn't. But the good news is that I feel like it makes me stronger for the future when I ever have to play a round of Jeopardy based exclusively on things that I've gotten wrong about in the past. I will sweep the round.
You're the Ken Jennings of getting things wrong and then having to be asked again.
Exactly. So yeah, my hidden useless talent is that I have a terrific recall of all of the things that I'm ashamed to be wrong about.
You know, that makes you good at school.
Yeah, I guess it does make me good at school. That's true. You know, I never thought about it in those terms, but I was a very good student, and I guess that's kind of a core part of being a student. It's like you're wrong about something, and then you learn it, and then you're not wrong again. So.
Yeah, what it sounds like is you're good at learning.
But, yeah, it's actually useful thing.
You beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, but to me, it's like I have very like shameful, negative feelings associated with all these answers because I'm constantly reminded of my failure to know them originally.
But shame-based learning.
Shame-based learning. So that's why I'm going to be a really good tiger mom, I think.
What did you answer instead of Bell's palsy?
You know, it's funny. The only thing that we could think of was like, well, gosh, you know, it's so I try not to overthink Trivial Pursuit sometimes because the answers are usually not that complicated. So we're thinking of like, well, what are mosquito-based diseases? What are diseases spread by? And I thought, well, God, maybe like it's an extreme side effect of malaria. Like I've never had malaria. I know it's really bad. Maybe that's an extreme side effect. So that's what we talked ourselves into when Bell's palsy was the first thing that came to mind from purely a symptomology perspective. That like, facial paralysis, that's Bell's palsy. I just had no idea you could catch it from a mosquito. I still don't really know how that works. I just
know that's news to me,
according to Trivial Pursuit, that is possible.
Well, the thing that I've got, because I've got a little bit of that shame-based learning, I have weird trivia stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that I'm weirdly good at. One of them does not work on the radio. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save that for the second thing. But the first thing I can do, I can fall out of bed and still shoot a basketball really well. If basketball was just the shooting, like you watch the movie Basketball, mm-hmm. and how they complain about all the running around that you have to do, I'm with those guys. If it was just the standing and shooting, like when I played basketball in middle school in my freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. I quit because I don't jump very high, mm-hmm. I don't run very fast, and I'm not very athletic, and I'm not very aggressive. I'm mm-hmm. pretty docile. Mm-hmm. If basketball was just shooting, I was the best shooter on the team. And that's counting the best players on the team. Those were our star players that averaged 20 points a game. If we were doing the three-point contest, I would either finish first or second. I would make all of my free throws, and still now, if like before I go running on the treadmill, the basketball gym is empty, mm-hmm. I can still go shoot the ball pretty well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I hope I can pass down to my kid, and I'm hoping that he's a little more athletic than me and has a little more success, because I feel like I can teach him how to shoot. I have like the John Wooden fundamentals of the game down, but anytime it becomes athletic, I'm garbage. I'm trash. So that's something I feel pretty good about. Like even like Nerf hoop shooting, I'm pretty good at shooting a piece of trash into the waste basket. I'm pretty decent at the, like, I have good form. I'm a lefty, so I know how to line up my elbow under the wrist, and I know how to extend and follow through.
Right.
So that's something I feel pretty confident in.
I'm interested in seeing that sometime.
So if we're ever at an open gym and the game breaks out, I'm trash. Don't pick me. But if it's just you need me to come in and shoot free throws because you're hurt, I'm going to hit them both. Mm-hmm. I hope. But throughout my entire basketball career, which lasted up until I was, 14, mm-hmm. I was like an 85 to 90% free throw shooter. And that was, I never got fouled because I didn't want to drive to the hoop because I would get tired. So it was a catch-22. That's my basketball career.
Yep.
But the thing that always won me like weird admiration in those kid, like, can you roll your tongue into a circle or like whatever weird things you can do? Are you double jointed in any way? The thing that I can do is I can move each of my eyebrows independently of one another. And this does not work to anybody listening, but I'm going to show Matt and Rusty. See, if I keep my eyebrows like this, I can move this one up. I can move this one up. I can move this one up.
Oh.
Confirmed.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like really impressive.
Right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like when you see The Rock and he's asking people if he can smell what he's cooking, mm-hmm. and he raises the one eyebrow,
right.
I can do it either side.
Wow.
And that's the weird thing that I can do. And if my mom was ever in a bad mood or down, I would come up to her and I'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I would just do this eyebrow thing in her face, and she'd just start laughing.
Yeah,
it's the goofiest, silliest
thing.
It's
the way to disarm moms, for sure.
It's great.
I could do this when I was a little kid without any, I didn't practice it, or it was just like, I thought everyone could do it. And then people would see me do it, and they're like, you're a freak, that's weird. So the eyebrow thing, which does not work for our purposes, but I thought I'd show Matt and Rusty. This is the weird secret talent I have.
Well, I'm pretty convinced that we could go and do really well in trivia, and then like some sort of trivia where they have a shoot or throw things into cups, right?
Dominate.
And we would dominate at that, and then you could give everybody the look.
The lazy man's decathlon.
We would kill it. It would almost be to the point where they wouldn't have it because it wouldn't be competitive.
Right? Yeah, right. The three of us would rule.
Yeah, and then like that reminds me of another thing that happened. Like I was a really good speller as a kid.
Oh, okay.
And I knew how words worked and how words were built. I had good root fundamentals. Like fundamentals. That's a thing I've been good at. Mm-hmm. So I remember in fifth grade, like we would do these spelling bees at the end of class or whatever, and I won all of them to the point where I had to be the word reader so the other kids would have a chance. And so I always had this like weird affinity to the Scripps Howard kids.
Mm.
So I was never as good as them because they're freaks.
Yeah.
They're awesome, but that's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
But like when it came to like normal spelling bees in school, I was always really good at that. But these aren't things that get you jobs. I can't turn this into some people have a talent where they get to write songs and be famous and everybody loves it.
Right.
You know, some people have a talent where they're LeBron James. Like, they can do the basketball shooty thing I do, but, like, running.
And run, too.
Yeah.
And
be tall
jump.
And be amazing. So these things that we have, these skills that we have, they feel useful to us, but I don't know where they're going to get us. I guess they got us here to Can't Wait to tell you, the listener.
That's right. That's right. And I throw things into the garbage really well. And so I get at home, I do that a lot.
Feels good, right?
Yeah, it feels great.
So that's going to do it for us this week on Can't Wait. I want to hear what Rusty has coming up on The Current.
Curtis McCrary is going to be my guest this week.
Mr.
From the
Rialto.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also got DJ experience, so he's really excited to come and play some music for people, and we'll talk about stuff.
Curtis, all right. He's really good people.
Yeah, he's a decent person. Yeah, that's right.
He's really good, yeah. I don't remember what I have coming up this week, but I am going to be in Nashville next weekend, so I'll bring back another report from the road to Can't Wait in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's great.
And you'll have to do without me next week.
When we went on our massive road trip, we rolled through Nashville, mm-hmm. and we ate at the Loveless Cafe, as you do when you're tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Do it anyway. It's amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Kelly had the best pancakes she's ever had in her life.
Wow.
They just give you biscuits for free. That's just part. It's like, you know, how you get, you know, like a glass of water with your meal. No, they give you biscuits.
Wow.
And I got this thing of shredded pork that I thought would be good, and then it ended up being like a whole pig, and then hidden underneath it were was cornbread.
It was
the most food I'd ever eaten.
Wow.
And we tried to go track down the Grand Ole Opry.
That's pretty far outside.
Do you know what that is now? It's basically a strip mall.
Yeah, I know. I have been there.
It's
yeah.
such a bummer.
Yeah. We're going to do the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Good.
We're going to do Third Man Records.
Awesome.
We've got some lovely meals lined up for us. It's going to be good times. Looking forward to it. And
just pleasure? Just going for fun?
There's a wedding.
I see.
We're going to a wedding, but, you know, tacking on an extra day on each end to do some stuff. So I will report back in a couple weeks.
I give Tennessee the full endorsement.
Yep.
That's one of the great states.
Really pretty, couple great cities in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You probably won't get to do the Memphis thing. Have you done the Memphis thing?
No, I haven't.
Well, Nashville's cool, but Memphis speaks to me on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, I love walking on Beale, going to Al Green's church, seeing Graceland, right? Just mm-hmm. even seeing Elvis Presley's grave. That's big stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have Goner, you know, which is Third Man adjacent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, there's just cool stuff all over Tennessee.
Right.
So I'm not doing anything. I'm going to strap some 5-pound weights to my eyebrows and continue working out this weird lift thing I do. So that's going to do it for us here on Can't Wait. And we're going to keep doing this until someone tells us not to.